Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I talked often on the show about my 17-year-old son, Quentin. Part of what I'm drawn to in working with Adam and Lindsay, of part of what I've done since I moved here in 1990, you know, 10 years here, 19 at the Fan, is, you know, being honest and being open. And I say over and over again, I hate disingenuous. You might not like my approach. You might not like my comments. You might not like, you know, the way I phrase something. But the three of us on this show will be open and honest about our lives. I've drawn to other shows, whether people in this station, people on other stations, when they're open about their lives. On Friday, my son had another seizure. There was a bit of irony for me when I was playing a conversation with my 98-year-old father, and then his grandson had his fifth seizure in a relatively short amount of time. And it was 2 years to the day when these seizures started. Quentin was an amazing surprise for us, and I'm lucky every second of the day that Quentin is in my life. Quentin has been a medical odyssey for myself, Kathleen, his mom, and all of us who've been fortunate enough to have Quentin in our lives. And he's been that for many reasons, including some very serious health scares, some very significant surgeries, and now these seizures starting, which are just horrific to watch. And I certainly know many people in life have it more challenging than me or Kathleen or Quentin, because life's not fair. There's nothing guaranteed. And hopefully you can, whether it's you yourself or it's, you know, a loved one or friend, can progress. And part of what has been so challenging with Q is he's never had a diagnosis. We thought he had something called velocardiofacial, where it was a deletion of the 22nd chromosome, I believe. And then there were multiple doctors in town who were convinced, due to research, not, you know, fly, you know, just throwing something against the wall, that's what he had. And then years and years later, there was more specific testing, which came out, and it turned out he didn't. Well, I mentioned this about a month ago, that it was possible that we had located what Quentin has. And what he may have is an abnormality genetically, which is called DYRK1A. And there might be 30 people who have this on the planet. There might be 100 people who have this on the planet. There might be a little bit more, but it is extraordinarily rare. Just a little bit on it. It's related to an intellectual disability syndrome that is characterized by impaired speech, autism, anxious behavior. It can lead to other issues, feeding problems, seizures, gait disturbances, foot abnormalities, all these things Quentin has. And Kathleen and I had to be tested, and it came back Wednesday that most likely he has, and I say most likely again because we had this lengthy appointment today where great people at Children's Hospital and so few people on literally on the planet have this that there's no roadmap to go forward right now. There's some conferences, there's shared experiences, but even the geneticists are saying, well, they've never dealt with anybody. And that right now you're relying on what other parents are trying themselves. And even with Q, without getting too deep in the weeds, a part of this specific gene, when all the kids, because it's mainly just young children so far have been diagnosed with this, have a genetic sequence in this way, of course, my son doesn't have it that way. So they still believe he has this. But as is always with Quentin, there's something just a little bit different. So I wanted to pass that along because I've received a number of emails and texts because we've talked about it because I had to leave, right? And it is life-altering for my son. It is life-altering for us, more so him, not even close. And it is excruciatingly painful to watch what he is going through. And with the uncertainty about what this means, because there are so many illnesses out there and some can literally end lives. We all know that. Some can alter. Some can be cured. And Q is just in a position where we really just don't know what to do. And I am incredibly lucky to have, number one, Quentin in my life. Because Kathleen drove separately and she was staying in school. And we just happened to be pulling out the parking lot at the same time and just looked at me and gave me the biggest smile when I was trying not to cry, to be honest, because I was just so sad of what this means and then really what it doesn't mean. But I'm surrounded by, you know, good friends and, you know, important people in my life and even this place. Like, I will needle this place endlessly on things I don't agree with. And most of the time, I don't agree with this place, but this place has been amazing to me. This place has been beyond a 10 and how they have let me take care of Quentin. So I just thought I would share that and continue to keep people updated when sometimes I just have to leave because I'm trying to help out as much as everybody else there would do for a family member or a friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.